on the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. This is Big 12 This Week.
That's the best we've looked in stretch this season. That was really good. The ball moved, played fast.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
This conference is deep. It's like 6-7 teams deep. That's how good this conference is.
Big 12 This Week is brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 football championship game. Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Phillips 66. Live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
Hello, Happy New Year. It's the first show of 2021, and let's start with the opening statement from new Texas football coach Steve Sarkisian.
I'm excited, I'm pumped, I'm honored, I'm humbled to be named head coach at the University of Texas. I mean, this is, I have a quick story to tell. This morning I was on the phone with my parents. My dad's 84 years old, and I mentioned about, I think I'm getting this Texas head coaching job. And he said, about 20 years ago you told me, Dad, that's the job. That's the best job in America. And it's amazing to think here we are, 15 years removed from me standing on the opposite sideline of Vince Young running the end zone at the Rose Bowl. Of being named head coach of Texas. It's a tremendous opportunity for me. Super excited about the team just in general. I think this is a very talented football team. I've got a chance to watch them a few times this season. There's a lot of talent on this team. I think there's championship talent on this team. Clearly, there's work to be done or a change wouldn't be made. And so that's a responsibility of mine that we have to get that done. We will, in my opinion, assemble the best, if not one of the best staffs in America. And then our job ultimately is to put our young men in the best position to be successful. And whether that's on the football field, in the classroom, or in life. And I think all three of those things go hand in hand. When you talk about developing a program and sustaining a program over an extended period of time of a championship caliber team. So all in all, this is an exciting time for me. And clearly it's time to roll our sleeves up and go to work.
I'm shocked. I'll tell you, I'm shocked because last week's show, we were playing hot takes from Tom Herman talking about, you see the talent that's here. And I was just praising the job that they did in that bowl game and the way that they kind of kept this team together. And now Herman was on the hot seat. He made it through the year, and now you get into the next season, and now it's time to put up year five. Well, he didn't get a year five, and it kind of surprised me. When you look at the deal, the money that Sarkisian's getting, the buyout for Tom Herman, it's like a $60 million transaction to try to turn this team around or get it going into an even higher atmosphere. It's mind-blowing. A couple more hot takes coming up here from Sarkisian. Listen, he talked about it. There's championship talent, and I think you saw so many young players in that bowl game step up. Now, he brings up a good point. There's work to be done, and that's why there was a change. What is that change? I mean, people are saying, all right, how do you get Texas back? How do you get Texas back to the glory days? Let's hear what Steve has to say.
This is a talented roster. There's plenty of good football players on this team to go win a championship with. But aside from that, I think everything, if you start from the ground up, we have to recruit really well. And we have to recruit really well in state. We cannot let the top talent in the state of Texas leave the state of Texas. It cannot leave and go to the SEC or the Big Ten or for that matter. I think the second thing is we have to be a great developmental staff. I think we have to develop our players. And again, that it's easy to look at on the football field, but making sure we're developing them in life and developing them in the classroom. And then the third thing, I think we have to instill some core standards and beliefs in the program that, that the players live by. And that's a standard of excellence. And that comes from discipline, that comes from mental and physical toughness that's needed to persevere and to win those close games late in the fourth quarter. But again, all of those things are, you know, I say this all the time, they're easy to say in an introductory press conference. The real work is doing the work, and it's putting in the work, and it's holding people accountable, and having players on your team that are great teammates and accountable to one another, that do have the discipline and the mental and physical and toughness to persevere. Because ultimately, the game of football is the best sport in the world, right? It's the ultimate team game, and you need everybody in that locker room as a driving force in the same direction, and that's my challenge as a head coach to get that to get done.
Develop players. That's an interesting statement right there. I mean, that could be the difference. That could be the reason. That could be the area where Tom Herman may have struggled. If you believe the recruiting numbers. I saw this from ESPN. Their top 300 recruits that they have every year. Texas has the fifth most top 300 recruits in the country during the Tom Herman era, behind LSU, a national champ, Ohio State, playing for a national championship, Georgia, and Alabama. But their win percentage is 33rd. So, he was getting the guys. So, you know, Sarkisian talks about keeping the guys in state and doing all. And every coach says that. Whatever state they're in, they want to keep their guys and you know, keep the talent. Don't let them leave. Well, they are getting the talent. It's there. Just wasn't getting developed. That perhaps is the key statement. Sarkisian, you go back and look at the guys that he's coached from the quarterback position. Tua, Mark Sanchez, Jake Locker, Matt Leinart, Carson Palmer, all got shots in the NFL. Now, whether they panned out or not, that's another thing. But all developed under Sarkisian. All got shots in the NFL. You have to start with the quarterback position. It's the guy who handles the ball the most. And you look at the Big 12 and you look at the quarterbacks from Oklahoma, and they've been far superior than everyone else. Now, they've got loaded talent around them. I don't want to turn this into an Oklahoma thing. But you've got to have that quarterback position develop. And that's a big plus for Sarkisian. He's done that. He had a Heisman finalist with Mac Jones this year. But to go back to Herman, you know, things were not all that bad. I mean, they were getting better. They were developing. They were getting better. It's just not on the time frame that the donors of Texas needed. And that's kind of silly. So anyway, first of all, Tom Herman, 4-0 in bowl games. 32-18 overall. You say, Bill, yeah, but Bill, it was those big games. In his 4 years, in games decided by 7 points or less, you know, not being able to finish games out, he was 13-11. 9-10 against ranked opponents. 3-6 versus top 10 or better teams. Now, he was 0-3 in his first year. So, 500 over the last 3 years against top 10 or better teams. That's not that bad. And I'm talking to you, Texas donors. That's not that bad. I mean, you can't keep giving coaches 3 years, 4 years. I think it takes longer than that. And when you're donating a lot of money to a program and your expectations are through the atmosphere, you've got to do it sooner than that. Charlie Strong, 3 years gone. Tom Herman, four. I mean, listen, if you even want to count 4 years. And let's consider what he and every head coach had to navigate at the beginning of the season. And when we didn't even know if there was going to be a football season, and we started getting close on this show, and I want to say it was in July, maybe in August, I was talking with Craig Way, the voice of the Texas Longhorns, and I kind of broached this question to him, but I kind of made a statement. I said, look, I know that they kind of wrapped up the 2019 season, and the seat was warm, and he made some changes. Herman made some changes with his staff. New offensive coordinator, new defensive coordinator, new things had to change. So let's start with that. That's one thing he had to do. So I said, look, all right, you've got all that going on. Now, we don't even know if you're going to have a football season. He managed his team through the pandemic. He, like all the other coaches, managed young men who were making their voices louder, taking social stances, getting them registered to vote. He was a great leader through that. So you have the social injustice that was a key point for the players, the pandemic. Oh, and then on top of that, he kept his team together while the school was fighting over the fight song. I mean, that could have ripped the team apart. Herman had to toe the company line, keeping the diehard fans happy, and at the same time be supportive of his players. And there was progress. If you listen to most of the pundits that follow college, they admit there's progress being made at Texas. So you look at all of those things that he did. He said, Bill, Texas has to be competing for Big 12 championships, though. Well, listen, when you play a round-robin schedule, you are competing. Are you competitive? That's the question. Well, Texas finished third. Last year, they finished third. 2018, they were in second place, and they're tied going into the fourth quarter of the Big 12 title game against Kyler Murray and the Sooners. And then in 2017, his first year, fourth place. Prior to that, seventh, seventh, and sixth place. I mean, he's at that point. I don't know. You got to give guys some time to develop, and they need 5 years. I mean, the fifth year, that was it. You got to make something happen. Now you've got your offensive coordinator, you got your defensive coordinator. All right, anyway, it's all for naught. They made the change. Sarkisian's got a great team coming back. I said it last week. He's got a great team. He's doing a lot of work getting ready for the national championship game. But in addition to that, he's also trying to put together his coaching staff. And there's some big names out there. And listen, he's licking his chops to get another opportunity as a head coach. It may work out. Listen, he might have a good year next year. This may turn out for him. But man, if it takes a little while, Texas fans, you got to give them some time. You can't keep chasing. You got to let some things develop. So that's the way it is. It's not just Texas, all teams and all fans. It's got to happen, and it's got to happen fast. We get it. All right, more coming up on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
Hey, real quick, we know you're listening to this show because you love your college football team.
Or you just can't quit your college football team. But either way, I'm pretty sure on some level, you're into college football as a whole.
Yeah, that sounds right. So if you're way into all things college football, you gotta listen to the Solid Verbal College Football Podcast.
Strongly agree. We've got preview podcasts, recap podcasts. We do a weekly space-themed big picture college football podcast because, I don't know, we like space and we like college football?
Exactly. And that's because we don't just love college football on the Solid Verbal College Football Podcast. We live it.
Correct. Search for the Solid Verbal wherever you listen to any of your podcasts or head to solidverbal.com to make it easy and find all the info you need to subscribe to the show absolutely free.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Directors Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Directors Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's go live.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
It's always cool when I get to tell you that Big 12 this week is on the Big 12 channel on Sirius XM channel 375. I try to make a big deal of it with friends and family. I'm on satellite. Yeah. You can catch it on Fridays, the replay of Big 12 this week. Funny story. I was probably doing this. And by the way, my name is Bill Pollack. I am the host of the show. Nice to talk with you. Thank you for listening. People always get my last name wrong. My last name is spelled P-O-L-L-O-C-K. I always put an emphasis on the O-C-K. And a lot of people, when they send me stuff or, you know, they spell it wrong. They put A-C-K. There's 2 spellings for Pollack. We're O-C-K. A lot of people put A-C-K. And it just kind of becomes a running joke. So anyway, rewind to when we first started Big 12 this week. Which has been almost a year and a half. But we were about a month into it, and I'm driving one day to pick up dinner. And I'm like, hey, my show is going to be on, you know, at Channel 375. So I think, oh, this is great. So I get to the parking lot of the restaurant. I get my phone ready. So I'm going to shoot some video of this when the show starts. And so it gets to the top of the hour. The intro to the show starts playing. I'm all excited. And it starts scrolling the display. Big 12 this week. And then it puts my name, Bill Pollack, P-O-L-L-A-C-K. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So I reach out to the guys at Sirius. I said, hey, I just want you to know it's O-C-K. And I can't remember who it was. They respond back to me like, yeah, that's what we had. And we double-checked with somebody at your work, and they told us it was A-C-K. I was like, you have got to be kidding me. So the one time that I was actually there, the first time that I was going to hear myself on Sirius XM and my own company, people within, people that I knew, people that I know that I'm good friends with, told Sirius XM, no, you have his name spelled wrong. It's A-C-K. So it's crazy. If you listened to last week's show on Sirius XM, when the show was originally airing, it was right as Oklahoma was kicking off with Florida. And I said on last week's show, if you're listening to this on Sirius XM, the game has already been played. You're listening to it. And I told him, I said, it's going to be a blowout. It will be an absolute blowout. It's a blowout on paper. It's going to be a blowout on the field. And that's exactly what it was. So I kind of felt proud of myself. I wish I was listening to myself on Sirius XM to hear me be right for once. But the Big 12 went a perfect 5-0 during the bowl season, and it was the biggest moment in Iowa State football history. The Cyclones took advantage of mistake after mistake from Oregon, and they thumped the Ducks 34-17.
Hand off, Travis Dye cutting it back, nowhere to go. Jaquan Bailey had him around the ankles, and the ball popped out, and Iowa State has it. A fumble by Dye, recovered by the Cyclones at the 15-yard line of Oregon. High end over end, pooch kick over the head of DJ Jackson, and it's loose, and Iowa State's on it at the 27-yard line of Oregon. And now Rivera, the left-footed punter, will try to pin Oregon deep. Fair catch signaled, and Delgado bobbled it. It's on the field, and Iowa State's on top of it at the 15-yard line. He takes the snap, and he'll run it right, and he is able to get the first down across the 45 of Iowa State. The ball popped out. At the end of the play, the ball came out, and a scramble for it. And who's got it? Jake Hummel thinks the Cyclones have it. The Cyclones believe they have it.
They do.
Shuck out of the shotgun. He looks. He delivers over the middle. Picked off by Mike Rose. Here he goes across the 40 to the 42-yard line. The fifth interception of the season for the All-American Mike Rose.
John Walters with the calls. Shuck out of the shuck. Shut the... just shuck the duck. Just got me. Anyway, Iowa State's first major bowl victory in its first appearance.
The reality of it is you measure a team by the whole model, and I think the whole model, what's just occurred here, is really the greatest thing that's ever happened in the history of this school.
That is Cyclone head coach Matt Campbell. Iowa State finishes 9-3, only the second 9-win season in history.
You know, I think really the holistic piece of what this team has done really from the beginning of the season to the end of the season is really powerful. You know, at a place like Iowa State where there's a lot of things that have never happened before have just occurred. So, you know, I've always said you measure a team by the whole. And I think the whole of what's just occurred is really, really special.
And many of the top players will return. So the future looks bright for the Cyclones. Quarterback Brock Purdy says he is not considering the NFL draft. He will be back for his senior season.
I think it just comes down to having, you know, the leadership that we have. You know, a lot of guys that are on our like leadership council and everything are returning. And so we're obviously going to keep going at it every single day moving forward. And so I'm really excited what's going to happen. And the bottom line is we'll have experience. And so when you have a team with a lot of experience, I think you can do a lot of things. And that's what we'll have next year.
And junior linebacker and Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year Mike Rose also plans to return.
I'm definitely coming back next year. You know, it's just, you know, I love this team. I want to come back and, you know, finish it the right way and hopefully be somewhere bigger next year. But it's really not about me, honestly. you know, it's just this team has been special this year, and I think we'll have a lot of people coming back. But you know, like I said, it's not about me. That's the biggest thing.
The big question: will Coach Campbell be back? That will be interesting to see. All right, listen, we're going to honor the Iowa State Cyclones football team. It was historic. And it's part of our Natty Light Making It Look Natural segment. Aloha Beach's Catalina Lime Mixer, Big 12, Iowa State. Meet Natty Light Seltzer, your new game day necessity. I'll tell you, I work with some talented people at Learfield IMG College, and they put together a montage of the Cyclones' win over the Ducks. Let it roll.
It's Iowa State. It's Oregon. It's the Fiesta Bowl.
Third and goal from the one. Purdy gives it to Hall. Up the middle. Touchdown, Breece Hall. Purdy from the shotgun here in the Case IH red zone. He looks to his right. He delivers that way. Wide open man in the end zone and a Cyclone touchdown. Charlie Kohler with his 17th career touchdown reception. He looks. He delivers over the middle. Picked off by Mike Rose. Here he goes. Across the 40 to the 42-yard line, the fifth interception of the season for the All-American Mike Rose. And now the Cyclones will indeed go to victory formation, and that sideline erupts. Iowa State's Matt Campbell with a huge smile, and now Brock Purdy takes a knee, and the Cyclones are the champions of the PlayStation Fiesta Bowl.
Congrats from Learfield IMG College, Iowa State Cyclones. Fiesta Bowl champions.
Oh, that sounds great, doesn't it? Whether it's football or basketball season, your new game day necessity is Natty Light Seltzer. Drink it responsibly. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit revealsuits.com to begin your order today.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-ins is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears. Okay, let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's back,
the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Directors Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
Welcome back to Big 12 this week. The men's side of the schedule, it's been an absolute gauntlet again, another year, and the Big 12 dominating near the top of the AP Top 25. Baylor is second. Texas jumps four spots to fourth. Kansas slides down from three to sixth. West Virginia, after the news of Oscar Tshiebwe leaving and some injuries, they stumbled down to 14th. But what a comeback against Oklahoma State. I'll talk about that. And then Texas Tech at 18, they move down a few spots. They get a win on Tuesday night. Chris Beard hammering his guys on the bench late in that game, but it was good. They've got to clean up a little bit. So we'll get into the schedule. We'll look at some of the games that happened and what we've got coming up this weekend. The NCAA said that they're going to host the entire postseason men's basketball tournament in Indianapolis and Indiana. It'll be a bubble-like format. All 68 teams will be competing for the national championship, playing inside the state of Indiana. They've got multiple venues in Indianapolis. Some of the games will be in Bloomington, where Indiana plays, and then in West Lafayette, where the Boilermakers play. And they'll set it up where the bulk of the teams will stay in hotels connected to the convention center, and that'll be used as a practice facility. They'll have Bankers Life Fieldhouse, Hinkle Fieldhouse, Indiana Farmers Coliseum. Those will be used for tournament games. Mackey Arena in West Lafayette Assembly Hall in Bloomington will also be used. And in addition for that, I mean, for Indiana, for the entire state, they announced that the Division II men's tournament will be held in Evansville and the Division III men's tournament will be held in Fort Wayne. So, you know, Indiana, kind of the mecca of basketball. Yeah, kind of cool. So, all right, Wednesday night, Baylor is hosting Oklahoma. It will tip right at the conclusion of this live broadcast. And had a big game from the Sooners.
15 to shoot. Dribble handoff comes to Gibson. He circles left wing. Passes there to Jalen Hill. Hill drives to the foul line. Jump stop there. Pass it out high. Gibson a three. That's off the window and in. The bank is open for Umoja Gibson, his fourth tray of the day.
Umoja finished with 8 three-pointers and scored a season-high 29 points as Oklahoma recovered after blowing an 18-point halftime lead to beat then number 9 West Virginia 75-71. Lon Kruger on the win.
Yeah, tough. Obviously, two different halves. You know, you'd like to be able to open the second half a little better than we did. They did what they needed to do to get right back in the ball game, and they tied up, and then we regrouped. And I was really proud of our guys at that point. We made a shot or two and got a rebound or two, and that was able to build back a little bit of a lead. But easy to let it slip away, and proud of our guys that they didn't.
And more on Gibson. Lon talks about the work that he put in, the transfer from North Texas. Lon says there may not be another player in the country who puts in more work, and he loves the work ethic.
Mo's works so hard. He gets up so many shots on his own. It's very easy to cheer for him, and great to see him get the results because of all the time that he puts into it. He, without question, gets as many shots up as anyone in the country every morning, before practice, after practice. Unbelievable work ethic, and happy to see him get those results.
The Sooners and Bears are the top two highest-scoring teams in the Big 12. But if Oklahoma is even going to think about an upset, they're going to need strong defense. Baylor, second in the country, averaging almost 93 points a game, and they're shooting almost 52% per game. Bears off to a 9-0 start. They're winning by a nation-leading scoring margin of 30.3 points.
That's the nature of Big 12 play, for sure. And again, we let one slip away at home against Tech, and we got one today, so you got to try to protect that home court and then sneak out as many as you can on the road. But tough challenge at Baylor on Wednesday, and guys will regroup and go give it a good shot.
All right, let's go back to last Saturday. What a win for the Texas Longhorns. They beat then number 3 Kansas 84-59. After winning just once in their previous 7 tries in the fog, they came out on top. It was a record-tying rout. Courtney Ramey led the way, 18 points. 5 players were in double figures, but Ramey with 18.
Jones got a hand on the ball, and the shot went up. No good. Ball loose and run down for Texas by Coleman into the front court. Matt on the dribble. Cross-court pass. How about Ramey for 3? How about it? Ramey drains it. Timeout, Kansas. Texas up 12, 50-38.
Craig Way on the call. It was tied for the most lopsided win by an opponent in the 65-year history of that building. Here's Shaka Smart.
We had to have the audacity to come up here and win. That's a lot of teams, when they come up here, are beat before the game even starts because, you know, they're not sure if they can win. And so, you know, our guys did a really good job of preparing and practice with an aggressiveness and a confidence. I thought the first half, being able to defend for the most part without fouling, was really, really big for us.
All right, then they come back and they get a win on Tuesday night against Iowa State, 78-72 in Austin. Andrew Jones scored a career-high 23 points. And Texas led by as many as 15 early in the second half. And it looked like they were going to cruise to a win. Listen, Iowa State fought. Still winless in conference play. But Steve Prohm is going to push those guys. The Cyclones, 2-6 overall, 0-4. You knew it would kind of be a rebuilding season for them, but listen, they chipped away and made it tough. And you know, that's one of those games where you have the big win, it's like, man, do you lay the egg against Iowa State? Shaka was worried about it, but impressed with his team.
Just trying to bounce back from Saturday's win at Kansas. I mean, that was an emotional game from the standpoint of, you know, really wanting to go up there and play well. And the guys did so well, and you know, obviously when you come out of a game like that, you get a lot of praise and you know a lot of positivity, and sometimes it can be hard. So a game like this can be a bit of a trap. So, you know, finding a way to win, you know, even though it wasn't our best game from the standpoint of, you know, shooting the basketball or in a defensive end, that's the biggest key. And, you know, as I've been saying, now we have the opportunity to grow and learn.
So Texas will now have to ramp back up for a big road game at West Virginia. We'll get to them in just a little bit. I'll tell you, I feel bad for TCU. You do not want to face Kansas after an embarrassing loss. We'll have more on the Jayhawks when we continue on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-wise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
We're back on Big 12 this week, where you can download the show as a podcast. Go to Apple Podcast, Stitcher, Spotify, Big12Sports.com, wherever you download your favorite podcast, add us to your list. Subscribe to Big 12 this week. All right, so we talked about poor TCU. Listen, they've been playing some pretty good ball. But you do not want to have to face the Kansas Jayhawks after they come off an embarrassing loss at home, even if you're TCU and playing at home.
They sling it inside of McCormick. Backing his way down on Samuel. Turns, goes up with a right-hand hook, gets it to go, and the foul. He pumps his fist and pounds his chest. He's put Kansas up 21 with a free throw pending.
And it was just a little shimmy on that left block. He faked to the left, went back to the right. Samuel is late.
Trying to get around Todd. Goes all the way to the cup, throws it high off the square, misses, but a two-hand follow flush thrown down hard by David McCormick, who then flexes his biceps running down the floor.
Brian Haney, Greg Gurley on those calls. David McCormick, a season-high 20 points, five Kansas players score in double figures, and the Jayhawks beat TCU 93-64 on Tuesday night. That matches their own Big 12 record by winning their 11th consecutive conference road game. So, I mean, it's huge because you come back after the 25-point loss at home. The most lopsided win by an opponent in the 65-year history of Allen Fieldhouse. And then you turn around. I think it tied. I think Missouri went there in the late 90s and beat them by that. So you have that horrible loss at home. And then you turn around with an impressive win over a good TCU team. Listen, Bill Self, who usually nitpicks, he was happy with this win. Here he was on the Kansas Sports Network.
But the bottom line is the starters, you know, they were really good. And I thought we were just pretty good all the way around. I thought we shared the ball pretty well. I thought David had his best game without question. And, of course, Ochai, we didn't know he was going to play earlier. And he comes out and does what he does and was so efficient. I mean, just a stud. But, yeah, that was a good bounce back. And certainly I think it shows a little bit about our guys' character and toughness. And, you know, it may happen again. You know, we're not a picture-perfect team that is going to play great each and every game. But that was good to go on somebody else's turf and play with the focus and the togetherness is what we did tonight. That was pretty impressive offensively. By far the best we've looked.
I want to note that was not me shuffling the papers, moving around in my seat, or breathing into the microphone. That was from the KU post game. They got to do things a little different. You got to do things over the phone, and I get it. I get it. So. But that wasn't me. I just wanted to note it. They got Ochai in the game. There was no Marcus Garrett either. He's still going through concussion protocol.
We miss him, but it was good to see that we can play without him, though. I told our guys before the game, I said, you know, Marcus got really excited last year, even though we hated that Devon didn't play. But it was his chance to do some stuff last year against Oklahoma and run the show, and of course we played great as a group, and tonight we told Juan the same thing. You know, Juan kind of stepped up, and Marcus was the first one to say it. Yeah, this is your chance, and I thought all the kids made the most of it.
All right, KU back at home Saturday to face Oklahoma. So West Virginia, in fact, you know, last week we were talking with Dan Zangrilli of the Mountaineers Sports Network, and we were talking about how their style of basketball, a little different than everyone else. You kind of play that, you know, four guard, small lineup, but different attack from West Virginia because of Derek Culver and Oscar Tshiebwe. And they were still kind of waiting for Tshiebwe to come into his own, had gotten off to a somewhat of a slow start. Well, he enters the NCAA transfer portal, and all of a sudden, Tshiebwe is gone. Before that, they had lost Isaiah Cottrell. He's out with an Achilles. And so you go from this team that bangs it on the boards to all of a sudden now you've got to adjust your gameplay. And it's been an adjustment for Bob Huggins and his staff. So on Saturday in the loss to Oklahoma, that was the first game without Tshiebwe, and they were without Cottrell. And then Derek Culver was held to just 2 points and seven turnovers. It was just a rough game. So it wasn't until Tuesday night that Huggins was able to earn his 300th win at West Virginia, 890th overall. He's 10 wins away now from 900. And they did that with an impressive come-from-behind victory in which Culver bounced back big. They were down by 19, and they come back to beat Oklahoma State 87-84. Culver had 22 points and 19 rebounds. Miles McBride had a huge second half, 19 of his 21 points coming in the second half, including 14 in the final 4 minutes. So they were down 18 at OU, down 19 at OSU, and they're trying to transition from a big lineup to a small lineup. No one really knows the reason why Tshiebwe left. Perhaps not happy with his playing time. He certainly came in. He was not the same player that he was last year. I don't know if he didn't put in the work over the summer. There's some of those rumblings going on. And so you kind of look at somebody that's trying to build their way back up and you think, okay, well, maybe you could, you know, maybe you could do without him. Maybe you could, but with Cottrell out of there, too. So this is huge. Now, you don't get any breather. After the Oklahoma State trip, they're back home Saturday now to take on the Texas Longhorns. And then next Tuesday, they're at Baylor. So it's going to be a brutal stretch for them. There is, and no disrespect, but there is no K-State on their list for a while. There's no Iowa State on their list for a while. That will come later in January and early February. So it's going to be a little bit of a grind. And getting those next 10 wins for Coach Huggins to get him to 900 could take a little while. All right, more coming up on Big 12 this week from Learfield IMG College.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears. Okay,
let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears. Okay,
let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
We're
We're back here on Big 12 this week. Our can't-miss games of the week, presented by TicketsForLess.com, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. All right, let's look at the games on Saturday on the men's side coming up at noon. These are all Central time, by the way. Noon Central on ESPN, West Virginia hosting Texas. At 2 p.m. Central on ESPN, we'll get Baylor at TCU. 3 o'clock on ESPN2, Iowa State hosts Texas Tech. 3:30 on CBS, national game, Kansas hosting Oklahoma. And then 5 o'clock tip, Kansas State hosting Oklahoma State. That game on ESPN2. All of the games on national television this weekend. All right, look, if you are ready to step up your fashion game, then I need to tell you about Reveal Suits. Reveal Suits is the official business apparel provider of the Big 12, offering custom tailored suits, blazers, pants, and dress shirts made to measure. Choose from their extensive selection of fabrics and options to create a style that is uniquely your own. And you can do this virtually, in office, or by phone. They'll come out and take your measurements. The inside lining can match your school's logos. So check them out, revealsuits.com. We'll wrap things up on Big 12 this week from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
Remember, if you can't catch Big 12 this week live on one of our great radio stations across the footprint of the Big 12, you can always get it on TuneIn under College Sports Now. All right, women's basketball, they've got some cancellations. Kansas at Oklahoma State on Saturday has been canceled. K-State at Baylor on Sunday. TCU at K-State next Thursday. They've all been postponed. And the game for Thursday the 7th, Connecticut at Baylor, the non-conference game, canceled, postponed, well, probably canceled. I don't know if they're going to reschedule this one. And head women's basketball coach Kim Mulkey tested positive. She sent out a statement saying, quote, "If I have no symptoms, I will rejoin the program on January 15th. While I'm disappointed and hate to be away from the program, Baylor women's basketball is in good hands with our coaches and staff. The safety of our student athletes is paramount and will take precedent over any basketball activity during this pandemic," end quote. We wish her the best of luck and everyone affected with COVID-19. This would have been the 9th meeting between Baylor and UConn. The series is tied at 4-4. Also, K-State's matchup against Oklahoma on the 2nd, and then for what would have been on Tuesday, that was previously postponed. KU's matchup with West Virginia and Iowa State have been previously postponed. So the Big 12 is going to have to work with these schools and try to get these things rescheduled and work them back in later in the season. Meanwhile, there was basketball this past week, and Oklahoma guard Manny Williams was named the Big 12 Women's Basketball Player of the Week. She set the OU single-game record, scoring 45 points against West Virginia. She passed OU's all-time leading scorer and current assistant coach Courtney Parrish's previous record of 43.
Free throw missed, rebounded by Maddie Williams. Shot clock's off. Maddie's got a shot for the single-game record. She's got the ball in her hands. Drives right side, puts up a runner off the glass. It's good! And a school record for Maddie Williams.
We have the highlights. 17 for 30 from the floor. And the 45 points by Maddie were good for the most by a Division I women's basketball player this season, tied for 5th all-time in the Big 12. Congratulations to Maddie Williams. All right, listen, have a great week. Please stay safe. Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you next week. I'm Bill Pollack. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship game. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.